And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing. I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
S-I-N.
Seriously Ignorant News.
Get your tickets early for Funny First Weekend, February 5th through the 6th. Join Damon with comedians Marcus Combs, Kevin Williams, and others at Riddles and Alsip. Here's senior correspondent Damon Williams. He reports from Chicago on a woman who gives new meaning to the concept of an appeal box. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom. As serious as a black guy playing Elvis. Y'all go take Michael, damn it. I want them to get somebody black to play Elvis.
Jay's got like a costume.
George Wallace is Elvis.
Yeah, George Wallace. Omar Epps. Somebody black. I mean a black ass Elvis. Seriously.
Bruce, what you doing?
Let's wait. Let's work that out. All right, check this
Cheryl
out.
Cheryl Underwood.
Oh!
Yeah, there you go.
But well, she does an Elvis act.
She does. She got the wig already.
She does.
Tom Joyner, shots fired. Okay. A 38-year woman, 38-year-old woman named Dusty Ray Ingram was being processed. That's her name, Sybil. She was being processed, I can't make this up, into Okaloosa County Jail. She now faces charges of introducing contraband to a detention center. Dusty was being processed into the jail, and during a strip search, guards discovered that she was carrying a sandwich bag of pills. And these pills were discovered in her genitals. That's right.
Oh boy.
But 38-year-old Dusty claims she don't know how they got there. Now, she says she has prescription pills that she usually carries in her purse, but these just ended up there somehow. Now, of course, we know she was lying. Or at least I hope she was lying, because you would hate to think that a plastic bag of pills could just fall in your lap and make their way into your lady part. You got to be pretty wide open for that. You know, you call that one. That's one you got to stand up in it. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
But, I mean, just imagine that happened. I don't know where I put them pills. Oh, here they are. Oh, and here's that Powerball ticket I was looking for. Look at him. And there's my lip gloss. Seriously. All right. We're going to keep it moving. The ladies are quiet.
What's that? All right, old
this next story.
Damon? That old punchline, I told you it was tight.
Right. Why'd you say it twice? I didn't.
Nobody can eat that much ice cream. Go ahead, Damon. Your thing, man.
All right. Anyway, let me keep it moving.
Where's
this
my watch?
Next story. Right. My shoe. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Punchline, folks. We've been here all week.
Yes.
The ladies are not laughing.
At all. It's very quiet in the studio. So here are two dumb men, ladies.
Can him? Right. Okay, go ahead. I'm right. Hold on.
Two would-be smugglers, speaking of smuggling, were apprehended at the Idaho border, all right? They were transporting 20 pounds of weed. They were coming from Vegas on their way to Bozeman, Montana. Now, when they got across the state lines, they got a bus. They got bust because they assumed the authorities were moving in on them, okay? So they had been smoking some of this high-quality weed, and they were paranoid, so they thought all the cars in the area were undercover police officers. In fact, they were so concerned that they actually dialed 911 to surrender. Here's a portion of the 911 call. Hit that.
We kind of got pooched here, trying to bring some stuff across your Idaho border.
Do you guys have any, like, guns or weapons or anything on you at all?
We don't have any of that story with us. Just a bunch
okay,
of
cool.
snacks and stuff, so...
Okay, I do have one of my MARC units. He's on his way over there, so he said he's on his way to meet you, so.
All right, thank you.
So, yeah, they said they were, yeah, they said they were so spooked that they would just want to give up. They like, if more of the conversation said, can we just end it, and can you send some of your guys? We see some of them driving around in civilian cars. So when the squad car arrived, the smugglers were high. They had took the weed and put it in a dog cage on the side of the road next to their vehicle, and they were standing there with their hands behind their heads. Now, the cop, when he arrived, he just arrested them. They had no idea who these guys were. They turned themselves in. Now, here's a classic example of rule number one. You never get high on your own supply. Because, you know, that had to be some good-ass weed you so high you call and turn yourself in. And I feel sorry for the people in Bozeman, Montana, who won't get a chance to smoke it because these dummies are in jail. And now when they went to court, the judge sentenced one of them to a suspended sentence with probation. The other one got a full sentence because his blood tested for weed, cocaine, and oxycodone at the time of his sentencing. So he is going to jail, seriously. Reporting to you live from Chicago, it's your chief correspondent, David Williams.
Amen.
Man, how stupid can you get?
How high can you get?
How high can you get?
Leave that yourself alone.
That was some good weed, huh?
Sorry, Bozeman, it's not going to make its way there.